Stock prices fell again on Wall Street as bad economic news piled up. The U.S. Labor Department says the number of Americans looking for work grew in September, pushing the nation's unemployment rate to its highest level in more than 26 years. At a joint economic hearing on Capitol Hill, Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Keith Hall said last month's job losses were worse than expected.
And losses have now averaged 307,000 per month since May. Payroll employment has fallen for 21 consecutive months, with declines totaling 7.2 million.
Counting those who have settled for part-time work or have given up looking altogether, economists say the nation's unemployment rate is now 17%, the highest on record since 1994. Arthur Harris says he's been unemployed before, but he says this is the worst it has ever been.
Okay, the last time I was unemployed, which was 2005, it took me approximately 2 months to find employment. Now, this is going on 7 months.
Despite signs the recession may be winding down, Keith Hall says recovery is likely to be slower and bumpier than the last recession, which occurred in 2001.
I thought the last recession was rather notable because it was a mild recession, but it was actually a recession where the consumer spending never really turned negative. So consumers actually kept spending through the last recession, and this recession, that's not been the case at all. It's one of the big reasons why this is so much more severe.
A sagging job market is seen as a major obstacle to an economic rebound because job insecurity makes consumers less likely to spend. Combined with the falling demand for manufactured goods in August, job counselor Leah Weinstock says job prospects don't look good.
I think we still need to see. There are some industries now that seem to be not as viable maybe as they were a few months ago.
Although economists say the U.S. economy grew between July and September, few think the recovery will be strong enough to lower the jobless rate, which is expected to hit 10% by the end of the year. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.